Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on a Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Monday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you as you are driving around, maybe grabbing some lunch. We appreciate you taking us along. When you go back to the office, go ahead and pop us up on your computer at 971talk.com. Katie, how was your weekend? Did you have a wonderful...
It was quiet.
Relaxing weekend.
Oh, it was so great. It was very quiet. I didn't do much, but I watched a whole entire TV series, a season of a TV series, and that was the highlight of my weekend.
I refereed no less than 14 volleyball games. 14
crazy
volleyball games.
Dang.
It's there's a part where you like start to kind of just inherently start moving your hands in motions and making phone calls. And then the drive home from the Belleville Sportsplex, my husband was on one court and I was on another court. And so we're just reffing volleyball. Six games on Friday night, eight games on Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. The last game on Friday started at 9 p.m. The first game on Saturday started at 9 a.m.
Jeez.
And then it was eight in a row on the hour.
Oh, my gosh, Annie. That's intense.
People are like, how's your weekend? I'm like, I couldn't find it. I didn't know where it went. I have no
idea.
What
happened.
I seem to have misplaced it. But yesterday was my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Why did I not know that?
It's our anniversary.
Katie, you have no obligation in regards to my anniversary.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Been married for 12 years. And is that right? 2007, 19. Yes, 12 years. And my husband, I've been waiting all weekend to tell Tony this because I was going to tell him last week and he was in and out doing 8,000 things.
Oh.
My husband bought me a legit straight from Disney.com or whatever Mickey waffle maker.
So cool.
Oh, yes.
Which is
nice.
Here's why I love this gift. Because it's to me, it's exactly what a gift should be. It's something I really wanted, but I mean, it's more expensive. I mean, a waffle maker, I don't know what a good waffle maker costs, but this is one that makes waffles in the shape of little Mickeys exactly the way you get them in Disney World. And so it's going to cost more than your average. So it's something I really wanted, but I never would have bought myself.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday after church, we had my whole family over for brunch, and I was making Mickey waffles for everybody.
Yes, all day.
How long?
See, people don't understand that that's the Mickey waffles are part of the Disney, like, it's a thing. It's one of the things you have to get. You have to get one of the restaurants that has the Mickey waffles and make sure that you have one
while
you're there.
You can buy magnets in the shape that look like real waffles.
Yeah.
I haven't bought one yet, but I'm not opposed to it.
That is so cute.
We buy the frozen Mickey waffles all the time. Like, there's no less than
the same?
Two boxes in my... No, but I mean...
Are they Eggo? Like...
Yeah, they're like an Eggo kind
so
of thing, yeah.
So, my brother who has... I'm sure my brother will take his wife and his couple kids, whose name are Luke and Ray. And
okay.
I said, I'm like, Luke and Ray like Star Wars. My brother goes, oh, yeah. Like, it hadn't occurred when my baby niece was born. But they're not like Star Wars fanatics or anything, but their names are Luke and Ray. But I said to him, like, Jared got me a Mickey waffle maker. He goes, oh, we get Mickey waffles all the time. I go, like, Mickey waffles? And he says... yeah, like, you know, Eggo, whatever. And I Google him, like, these? And he's like, yeah. I go, those aren't Mickey waffles. He goes, they're absolutely Mickey waffles. And then I had to stop. I had to be like, okay, this is going into an irrational level of conversation where the more I explain to you what a legit Mickey waffle is, the more you're going to judge me past the point where you were when I said, this is what I got for my anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
5 Mondays from right now, I'll be in the Magic
Kingdom.
Oh,
my gosh.
5 Mondays from right now,
wild.
I will be on Main Street, USA.
I told one of my friends is trying to plan a trip for the first time, and I'm like, I'll help you plan it. She's working with our girl, Erica, who has planned both Tony's family trips and mine with Magic Mouse Vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling my friend, I'm like, you might just see me, like, when you go on the mine train and you get your picture at the end, I might just be in the background like, wait, hi. I had to go with you. It's so great.
I mean, name in your suitcase.
Here's why I like Disney World. As much as Disney World is awesome, you know what the alternative to talk about right now is? Brett freaking Kavanaugh.
Mm.
And more accusations about what has taken place regarding his past.
More false accusations.
Was it the New York Times writes a story about Brett Kavanaugh and accusations last night? Last night, they made a minor, teeny tiny little update to the story, which is that the victim has no recollection of it, never has known about it, and won't talk on the issue. This only says to me, if this is coming up right now, I think one of two things is possible. Could be wrong. Just make it a guess. One is that potentially there's another Supreme Court justice nomination, maybe, that is on the horizon. Maybe somebody caught wind and wants to freshen the open wound of what Donald Trump got away with on his last nomination, you know, just to stoke the fires a bit. That could be one thing, but we don't know anything. As far as we've seen, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in great health, and I'm pretty sure when Anthony Kennedy announced his resignation, which was the Kavanaugh seat, people were not necessarily anticipating that before a Ginsburg retirement, so who knows?
This is the Times. This is what the Times put. This is the revision. This is their walk back of the story.
Sorry, guys.
I'm not even going to read the whole thing because it is graphic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to read the entire revision. Although I would be allowed to. I'm not doing it because I'm not allowed
to.
It because you may have kids or something in the car, and maybe this isn't
shocking.
Something that you want to. Yeah.
It's not necessarily even true.
Editor's note. An earlier version of this article, which was adapted from a forthcoming book, did not include one element of the book's account regarding an assertion by a Yale classmate that friends of Brett Kavanaugh did this sexual action to a female student at a drunken dorm party. The book reports that the female student declined to be interviewed, and friends say that she does not recall the incident. That information has been added to the article. So they put this story, the New York Times put out this story about another victim of Brett Kavanaugh who says...
They're creating victimist crimes.
I don't remember that. I don't think...
Oh my gosh.
According to her, she has no idea what they're talking about.
And is not willing to speak on the issue.
Because there's
so
nothing... Because she has nothing to speak about. She says that, to my knowledge, that did not happen.
How can you write an article about a woman that said, I don't remember that happening and I don't want to talk about it?
Because you have an agenda. Last week, strangely.
And the way they say an earlier version of this article did not include one element of the book's account.
Teeny tiny.
It's a huge
portion of the story.
It's not like they forgot to put the name of the street that the house was on or something, and they needed, like, it's some
side note.
It's
also the part of the story.
It's the crux of the story.
It's the part of the story that makes you not print the story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
It's so important to the story that the inclusion of it would make any sensible reader with any number of an IQ between their ear say, well, if there's no victim here and there's nobody looking to cause concern over this, why are you even talking about it in the first place? So last week we had, wasn't it kind of strange that we had some stories drumming up about Christine Blasey Ford last week? Like out of where? You see her face up there on the same, like, deer in headlights look where she's staring with her eyebrows all, you know, scrunched together and with her glasses and that one piece of hair hanging strangely in front of her face, which nobody can stand that. As somebody who has long hair, you move it out of your face.
Tuck it behind your ear.
She looks extremely timid. This is all purposeful. Even down to the color of her suit that she wore was worn specifically to bring back some sort of correlation with like Anita Hill type stories. So we start hearing about Christine Blasey Ford last week. Weird. Why? I don't know. Well, the stories that we got last week initially were that the lawyer suggested that the whole purpose of the Christine Blasey Ford testimony was to taint any sort of decision that Kavanaugh would, or opinion that Kavanaugh would have in the future, specifically regarding Roe v. Wade issues. That story came out. Then we had another story that came out that Christine Blasey Ford's dad was actually a strong supporter of Kavanaugh's and was really really happy that Kavanaugh got the nomination and got confirmed.
Wild.
I'm glad he's okay with it. I also don't care what Christine Blasey Ford's dad thinks about anything. Maybe we should have a new segment on this show, like what my dad thinks about things, just so that everybody can, like, who cares? Why is this stuff coming out? So you have these two stories that hit in regards to diminishing a bit the role that Christine Blasey Ford played in Kavanaugh's past. And then, this weekend, you have a New York Times story with brand new allegations, which we got a Fox News alert before the show started that said that Senator Coons had submitted these accusations to the FBI, I think, like days before the confirmation hearings were completed. So there is something pressing somewhere where somebody felt like they needed to kick the hive. Either it has to do with another Supreme Court nomination, or I wonder about the IG report. The summation of the IG report, which I believe Attorney General Barr has like the first full draft of that now that he is able to go over. The whole IG report is supposed to oversee how this Obama administration and Obama's Justice Department managed, potentially created, the entire story surrounding the Russia investigation. This is not going to go well for Democrats. This is not going to go well for Obama's administration. I mean, obviously, to the point where after you have the whole Mueller investigation and it's all done and it's all completed and it comes up with legit nothing to peg this Russia collusion story on the president. Volume one people, all the volume two people who want to ask me if the president obstructed justice, 314-241-9797. I understand there are questions there, but volume two does not exist if the Mueller investigation into whether the president of the United States worked inappropriately with Russia to steal the election, that was all based on a dossier that was circled in backroom circles to try to undermine candidate Trump and then President Trump. When that IG report comes out, it's going to show us the dirty laundry of how this government handled that situation, how our investigations happened, how information was passed from one entity to another entity, how different decisions were prioritized based on who the investigation was on. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. Who was involved in Hillary Clinton conversations and Donald Trump conversations? Who had the influence and how did they wield that influence over these issues? And what do we now know of it? When that report comes out, it's going to make our structure look hapless at best and dangerous at worst. So to me, it makes sense to bring up how this investigation into Kavanaugh under Trump's administration was potentially done haplessly at best, dangerously at worst. It is a tit-for-tat situation, and I think that that is what this is about. Maybe I'm wrong. It's just a guess on my part, but I think it makes sense. We'll see when that IG report comes out, and we'll see what's in it. We have to wait for the report so we can see what's in it. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Depends on who you ask, I suppose. It's
you
crazy.
Have to pass the bill before we tell you what's in it. That's not how it works.
That's not how any of this works.
Not how it's supposed to work.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I am not interested in going over, once again, what Justice Brett Kavanaugh's history has in it. Because guess what? He's a Supreme Court justice now. Donald Trump is President Donald Trump now. And if you'd like to change the president part, do something about it in November 2020. And I'm telling you what, Amy Coney Barrett is just waiting in the wings. And I hope she has got her big girl pants on, because I cannot even imagine what these people are going to throw at her if she has the opportunity to get nominated for a vacant Supreme Court seat in the next 5 years, specifically if Donald Trump is reelected president. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to all the headlines of the day, and we'll finish this hour out with your phone calls at 314-241-9797. Stephen Moore is going to join us at 1:10, and he's going to tell us about the economy. It's been booming, and we're going to see. Is it going to continue to do so? We'll get some of the important headlines from him as well. And Molly Hemingway, you see her on Fox News all the time, she is going to join us. She's a Fox News contributor and a co-author of Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. More
Which
on this
is the
issue,
book
yes.
That the New York Times got that story from, that they said we left out part of what the book said. So
great
her,
to have her on
book
here. Yes.
Is, yeah, where that whole story came from. So Molly has been in the news big time in the last 24 hours.
So we're going to fit her in here at 1:40. But all of the headlines when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has been hit by a newly reported sexual misconduct accusation. Today's New York Times reports a former Yale classmate tried to tip off senators and the FBI last year, but according to the paper, the FBI did not investigate.
That's a CBS report about this new allegation that you've probably been hearing about towards Brett Kavanaugh, which we have since discovered of the New York Times report that the person who is the victim of this crime has no knowledge of it, has no recollection of it, and isn't interested in speaking on the subject to begin with. So a victimless crime? I don't know. Did Brett Kavanaugh do this? He's vehemently denied all of it, and there's no victim. So I guess we just continue to crucify him in the court of public opinion.
Now, let's get to the highlights.
Ex-MSNBC host Crystal Ball says her former network has done real damage to the left during the Trump era by conspiracy theorizing. Excuse me. The ex-host said that overall, I think MSNBC in the Trump era has done real damage to the left, and I'll tell you why. She was talking to Bill Maher on his HBO show Real Time with Bill Maher. She said, I say that with love. I mean, these are my former colleagues and friends. The Russia story and what happened there was important, but it was not all important, and they went so far in the realm of conspiracy theorizing. So this is a former host of the network saying that she thinks that they are, that the network is damaging the Democratic Party because of how crazy they get when reporting on the president.
Maybe she's onto something.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We really need to get you a better mic stand so you don't have to hold it every time you
speak.
Oh,
yeah. It's bad.
It's really annoying. General Motors workers are on strike today as nearly 50,000 walked out and set up picket lines just after midnight outside of 33 plants nationwide. We're not on TV, so nobody can see that. This includes workers from the Wentzville GM plant. Striking workers say the automaker won't budge on their new contract.
Is
and
it
the union
bothering
says
you?
Both sides are far apart, but are willing to meet frequently with the automaker. The Wentzville plant employs about 4,300 hourly and salaried employees, building mid-sized trucks for Chevy and GMC, as well as full-size vans.
California lawmakers passed a bill Friday that would require on-campus clinics at all public universities in the state to offer the abortion pill to students seeking termination of their pregnancy at up to 10 weeks, according to reports. The body voted to
10
pass.
10 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
This is not the morning after pill,
this
folks.
Is not. The body voted to pass Senate Bill 24 in a 55-19 vote on Friday, several months after the state Senate first voted to approve the measure in May. According to the New York Times, which 34 college campuses in the state would be affected by the law if passed, the bill would use money from private donors to train staff and equip campus health clinics with ultrasounds and other equipment in order to provide the abortion pill to students. If private funds run out, the state would have to cover the cost or universities would have to raise student health fees.
The Cardinals had a chance to take 2 of 3 from the Brewers this weekend, but a ninth inning full of walks left them up on the short end of a 7-6 score at Busch Stadium. Up 4-3 in the top of the ninth, reliever John Gant walked the bases loaded, leaving that situation to reliever Tyler Webb. They got it to 2 outs, but Ryan Braun took a 3-2 pitch from reliever Junior Fernandez over the wall for a grand slam. The Cards did make it close with a pair of runs in the bottom of the ninth, but could not pull out the win, losing 7-3 at Busch. Now the Central Division's tightening up. The Cubs are a mere 2 games back, and the Brewers are 3 back. The Cardinals start a 3-game set at home tonight against the Nationals and head to Chicago, where they've yet to win this season, for a 4-game set later this week. Some numbers, courtesy of Derek Gould. The Cardinals are currently 83-66. 13 games remain to play. If the Cardinals finish with 90 wins, just a 7-6 record over the last 13 games, the Cubs must go 10-3 to win the division. The Brewers must go 11-2 to win the division over the Cardinals. So, they just have to be a game over 500, and the other guys have to play really, 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 really well.
Which is exactly how we got into the playoffs in 2011 and then ended up winning the World Series. So don't think we can't be on the other end of that. And it was the Brewers.
I know.
It's not a personal attack on
critique.
You, Frank. I'm telling to the greater St. Louis listeners who feel like we've got it. We got to be cool and collected. Act like you've been there before.
Got to get to 90 wins.
90 wins. We entered the postseason in 2011 with 83 wins, correct? Wasn't it an 83-win season?
It was something like that. I think it was.
I think it was 86.
I think it was 83.
It was okay. Not many.
I think it was the lowest or tied for the lowest wins ever to gain a playoff berth and win a World Series, I think. I might be making that trivia up, but I'm pretty sure I'm spot on. But I was watching Game 6. There's this YouTube video. I'm going to find it and we'll share it because it goes in the ends, 83?
Cardinals, I was looking at the magic number. Cardinals' magic number to make the playoffs is 11.
11.
And to win the division, it's 12.
11 and 19.
11 for the playoff berth, 12 to win the division.
We need 12 then. Let's do 12 because I don't like wild card nonsense. The wild card playoff is intense.
Mm-hmm.
One and done. I am not somebody who personally would want to attend that wild card playoff game. Because it seems to me like the stakes are too high to lose and go home. And if you win, then you just got to... The wild card playoff is technically considered playoffs, right?
Yep.
That's being in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a playoff game.
For one game.
You were asking about 2006, 83.
2006 was 83.
Yeah.
2011 must have been more than that.
90, I think it was.
Yeah, 2006 was the miracle team.
2011 was 90 wins.
Gosh, 90 wins. That mic
there you
stand.
Go.
I know, it just is up and down.
It really is. I'm more concerned about these vent things falling on Tony again.
Yeah. Well,
have they fallen?
So
they've
been
up since day one.
I want to show you something. This one here is the one that I put up.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's holding strong. This one here,
that's the one that
Mark Cox put up. And that's going to...
Using clear packaging.
That's going to fall. That's
both innovative.
That's going to hit somebody
in the head.
I hope it falls
in the middle of our show.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's going to be great.
That's going to fall.
Has somebody been up there messing with it?
It's going to be his
fault. No, it's just over the time.
No, I just think it's over the time.
It's just not very good tape.
What's the temperature in here? What did your little toy thing over there say?
Toy? It's a thermometer.
It's real.
It's a Ryobi gun thermometer.
Let's see. My microphone is... 65 degrees.
65? Yeah. Gosh, it's so cold in here.
But that's like metal. I don't think that's a fair...
Point it at me.
The console is 66.
That's better.
Oh, that's way warmer. It's a whole degree hotter in here. Man, I got to go cozy
Accuracy
up next
matters,
to the 66.
Tony.
Yes, you're right.
What
Katie, your blanket is 72.
See, it's room temperature.
That's still too cold. Crank it up.
In there, it's 53.
The vent? That's 3 feet from your head?
Yeah.
But it isn't blowing, so that's a good sign.
Something is over here.
It's not currently
blowing.
Too cold.
Can we just turn the thermostat down there? Just turn it.
Yeah, we have it currently set at 90.
Okay, so we're well on our way. We should be there
the
by.
Air is off.
However,
game it's literally six of the... set at 90.
However, last week
it was 90.
When it was 90 in this room,
yeah. I loved it.
There's 100. Only so many layers you can take off before HR has to be called.
There was makes one a better moment. Show. There was one moment.
We don't have the webcam.
What
working
was that
yet?
Thursday? Yeah. That yeah, I did the thermometer on the top windows. Of my head, it was 103.
Well, that's just because you're a hothead.
Well, at least everything else is working.
Hey! Cardinals magic number is 11.
Brett Kavanaugh is the subject du jour right now, specifically on a lot of the cable news networks. I have a message from somebody on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. I have to say we're getting kind of close. Making me see the number 10,000 likes is just like somewhere in the future. If you have a friend who might like the Annie Fry Show, would you consider asking them to check out our Facebook page? Because that's the best marketing we can get is your endorsement. You could be like, this lady's crazy. Or this guy on this show talks about how he likes to hug dudes all the time.
It's but a good time.
Share our Facebook page with people and see if you can help us get over 10,000 likes. If you haven't made it happen yet, if you could go like the Facebook page as well. Here's a message I just got. I really feel you're missing the point of the new reporting on Kavanaugh. It's about the reports by witnesses that went uninvestigated by the FBI, including witnesses to the assault on the woman who can't remember the incident, possibly because of her state of inebriation at the time of the alleged incident. Also, a list of 25 witnesses to the Ramirez incident who were not interviewed by the FBI, even though requests for interviews were made. Regarding the alleged victim who doesn't remember the incident, assaulting a woman while she is too incapacitated to remember what happened certainly doesn't excuse the incident or mean it didn't happen. Not to mention the unseemliness of taking advantage of a defenseless person, thus the need to investigate. So do you agree with our messenger here on the Facebook page, or do you think something else is afoot? Give us a call and let us know. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Am I missing the point entirely? Should Kavanaugh been investigated even more than he was? Or is something else going on? We'll talk about it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm listening to this beautiful music. I love this song so much. And I'm like, oh, what kind of sound can I play? And everything is like the opposite of the song. There's no proper juxtaposition between faith and understanding and, you know.
Much like we don't go door to door to enforce almost any law in the United States. In fact, I don't think we do that for any law in the United States. This would not be something that we would do. And I only raise that, Joy, because others have said, you know, this is something that we would fear if there were a mandatory buyback program. No, we expect people to follow the law, and that's certainly what I believe will happen.
You're going to fix the gun violence problem in the United States of America by having a mandatory gun buyback and just suggesting that America will voluntarily comply in that. If there is one thing, if you could only pick one issue where the government could enforce something to pass a piece of legislation and then enforce it, where America would not simply comply, bingo.
It's going to be that.
It would be this one. The Second Amendment is so foundational to the rest of what we have here in this country that the only way that you can actually fundamentally change the United States of America is to get rid of the Second Amendment. And if you want to talk about mandatory gun buybacks, you've pretty much arrived at where that starts to happen. I guess maybe if you did watch the Democratic debate last week, everybody was kind of fighting over who was actually going to fulfill Barack Obama's legacy. I guess maybe Beto's doing it. If this is how we get to the fundamental transformation, seriously, I'm in. I cannot wait to talk to Molly Hemingway at 1:40. Molly is going to be on with us. You've seen her on Fox News as a Fox News contributor, but she also wrote this book, which is probably great for her. that this story came out this weekend. But the book that she co-authored is Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. So we're going to talk with Molly just about an hour from now. We will already be in conversation with her about the allegations that came out this weekend that are, as I said, we got this message from somebody on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, as we march towards 10,000 likes, which hopefully we will get to shortly. Maybe, I don't know, by Christmas. Thanksgiving, I'd be really thankful for that.
Thanksgiving, come on, people.
You know, like when I read through this message right before we went to a break, basically, Charlie is telling me in this message that he thinks I'm missing the point on Kavanaugh, and that the point is that there are real allegations out about something that Kavanaugh did to this person, and just because she doesn't remember it or have a recollection of it doesn't mean it shouldn't be investigated. I mean, is that how you feel about this? And if anybody, I say, if she has been made aware that this happened to her, is she pursuing this? Is she banging down doors to say, get to the bottom of this?
No.
I was victimized here, and I want justice.
Well, Molly will be able to answer those questions because she's the one that did the research on these cases. But so we'll ask her and know for sure. But my understanding of the stories, the way that I have read them, is that she doesn't, that the alleged victim doesn't want anything to do with this, doesn't feel like she's an alleged victim, doesn't believe she's an alleged victim, doesn't think anything happened because she doesn't remember anything. And other people have created a story that, and say that she's involved in it. But from what I've read, this woman wants nothing to do with it. Is not like, isn't just trying to stay out of the public's eye and is working for justice, you know, quietly behind the scenes. She just doesn't want anything to do with it.
One of the questions,
I could be wrong, we'll ask Molly.
One of the questions I'm going to ask Molly is how this whole process, I think it's grossly undermined two important things in our political culture and in our just, you know, personal culture here. The first is the nomination process for a Supreme Court justice. I can't even imagine what the next one is going to be like. And if let's say Elizabeth Warren wins the presidency in November 2020. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg announces her resignation on like January 22nd or whenever the inauguration would be in 2021, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out on day one and she goes to nominate somebody, is that person going to get Kavanaugh'd? Is that person going to face an immense amount of allegations? Are we going to work on the personal destruction of the individual who is nominated? Or are they going to say, no, I'm very concerned about, you know, policy A or position B that this nominee has? I don't know. Is it naive to think that the Republicans won't do to that nominee what the Democrats tried to do to Kavanaugh? That's another thing I'm going to ask Molly at 1:40. Any of the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, have any of them been given factual substance? Or is it all hearsay? Or is it all he said, she said, and there is no factual evidence to support any of it? Because I think that's an important question to ask, and it's an important answer to have.
Very scary if that's the case.
For sure. The second thing that I think this whole thing has undermined is the actual Me Too original movement of where women feel as though in certain circumstances they cannot come forward and be believed. And it's been pushed so far and shoved down people's throats so much that now it's to the point where women are only to be believed. And we heard stories of, was it last week or the week before, where men don't even want to hire women because if that puts a man in a situation where they have to be in an office room alone with a female, the risk is too high. You can't put yourself in the position where a woman and a man can work together in close proximity with one another and have it all be above board. I remember exactly the day when I got to cover the Mike Pence announcement that he was no longer here, he was not somebody who would take private meetings with a female without having a third party present. The immediate reaction from everybody on the far left was, what, Mike Pence can't control himself? It's like, no. You've missed the entire point here. Mike Pence doesn't want to put himself in a position where any story has to be his word versus her word. And in this day and age, that's something that men have to be concerned with. And women also have to be concerned with putting themselves in situations where they can be taken advantage of, where they need to figure out how they can safely speak out about it. That's a real issue facing our society. Being a woman in a working environment is different than being a man in a working environment. Women deal with different circumstances than men deal with. That's just true. That's biologically true, folks. I am a 35-year-old female of childbearing age. Katie is in her 20s of childbearing age. The biological repercussions of us being female create a different work environment, work scenario for us and our lives. It could definitely create a different career trajectory than a male doing exactly what we're doing in exactly the same situation. It's just different. There's nothing wrong with it being different. And I got news for everybody. There's nothing you can do to equalize it. You can't. It's just different. Being aware of those differences is important. And understanding that women are put into positions from time to time that make them uncomfortable. Women need to understand if you feel as though the line is being crossed, you need to redefine that line and make sure that that is clear for everyone. Maybe a man has read a situation wrong, and maybe you need to redefine that. And if you redefine it and it comes back to be punitive towards you, that is a very broken system. Women need to have that power to speak up. Women need to understand that they need to have the autonomy to be able to work in an environment, in a co-ed environment, and be equal partners at the table. But you can't overstep your bounds so much where every man inherently becomes a victimizer. That's going to backfire in a great way on women. And every woman is not a victim either. And when we look at what is taking place in the Kavanaugh situation, if just for the second, if you're somebody who believes that Kavanaugh did do everything he's been accused of, just for a second, entertain the thought that he is an innocent man. Just for a second. The possibility exists, doesn't it? It certainly does. Entertain just for a moment the fact that he could be a completely innocent man, a husband, a father, a son who is innocent of all of this and has been at the other end of a political expedition to destroy him because he is in the way of a group of people in a political agenda. That possibility absolutely exists. And it's a very scary process, both for women and their right or their pursuit to be equals in the work environment, and for our justice system to be able to appoint people who are qualified, who would be willing to take the risk to go through the nomination process for fear of being Kavanaugh'd. It's greatly frightening for the country. Molly Hemingway is going to be with us at 1:40 to talk about it. But when we come back, we're going to speak with Stephen Moore, the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.